Godet, et puis nous retourner la caille beaucoup d'ampis de nous river dans la cour d'ampis fait même rituel là encore. Donc Koukou Kabid raconte le rêve moins fait, et puis il dit pas besoin expédition encore parce que Alessandor mourit enterré déjà. Dans piste fait des voix, deux trois coups de cache pour le tout si c'est la vérité. Et puis il était d'accord avec nous. Koukou Kabid demande pour remettre trois cas dans cobla, mais dans piste vle, c'est un cas cobla pour remettre moins. Koukou Kabid dit pendant un cas, prenons un cas que Dampis vle bay la et puis classé comme un malfaite maspiné.
Thousand points, excuse me Yvonne, I'm sorry, that was a really important point, but and I apologize for butting in. It's 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO, and welcome to another edition. I'm Jay, I'm here with you until 10 p.m. I apologize to all of Yvonne's listeners. But this has been my time slot for several years, and it will continue to do so until I mess this up. So tonight, what we're doing, something really exciting. We have Pearl Jam's Verses. So we're going back, and we're looking at Pearl Jam, at this incredible, important record. Their second record released, and but it was after the colossal explosion and success of 10. And so this was as the band was kind of learning about being successful and incorporating that into the whole 90s ethos of not selling out, and then taking that forward and learning how to apply all of that success towards a greater good. And so this was kind of a band sort of with a lot going on at the time that they recorded this record between 92 and 94, and we're going to dig deep and listen to it, the whole thing, with some other tracks that were referenced. Of course, this comes from the 33 and the Third series book, yet another show inspired by that, and we're going to start the show off with Daughter, the big single. 1,000 points of light, WMF. Ha! I didn't see that this wasn't queued up. Okay, so let's just do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna do that. Let's try it now. Does it work now? Now it's happy. 1,000 points of light, 91.5.
Yeah. rape me, rape me, my friend, rape me, rape me.
They don't eat, don't sleep, they don't feed, they don't see. They're the gums when they moan and squeak, lick the dirt off a larger one's feet. They don't push, don't crowd, congregate until they're much too loud. Fuck to procreate till they are dead, drink the blood of this occult.
Whoa!
All right, 1,000 points divide, WMFO. That was Rats from Versus, 1,000 points divide, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And what we're doing today is we have a show devoted to Pearl Jam's Versus. It's an important record in my life and also in the life of popular music. Before that, it was Nirvana's Rape Me from In Utero. And so there was this kind of perceived feud between Nirvana and Pearl Jam back then. I think it was a little more manufactured by the media than anything else, really. But we're going to have to pay it some kind of due. They did reference things in each other's artworks on the and the records that came out. I think In Utero had like a slap on Kurt Cobain, or had Pearl Jam and Eddie Vedder. And I think there was something in Versus that was kind of a knock on Nirvana. Or maybe it was a little more subtle. Anyway, you don't need to hear me listen to the or read the liner notes here. Before that, Liz Phair with Never Said from Exile in Guyville, and Pearl Jam's Daughter started things off. 1,000 points of light, 91.5 Medford. Rats, kind of a heavy song, kind of talking about how are people really better than animals? Such a 90s opinion, really. It's just kind of like just saying how people aren't really being nice to each other, and it's sort of like presenting a problem without a solution. It just seems very 90s. I love that, though. It just makes me wistful for those days. anyway, all right, let's continue on. Kind of like the godfather of this genre that Pearl Jam and Nirvana were part of was Neil Young, and we're going to hear Like a Hurricane right now. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Started. write these words down for you. With the pages of friends, those are all the things we'll never do.
Just one thing left.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's The Who with The Real Me from Quadrophenia. And prior to that, that would be Pearl Jam's Leash from Versus, Temple of the Dog, Say Hello to Heaven from their self-titled, and I believe their only record. Neil Young's Like a Hurricane prior to that, remastered in 03 from his Greatest Hits collection. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So this is the show about Pearl Jam's Verses. And so what I like to do is intersperse other songs from other artists who have either influenced or were influenced by Pearl Jam, and particularly this record. And, you know, a lot of it is, my earlier announcement, this was show is kind of coming to light because of this book that I read, the latest in the 33 and a third series that I read, not latest in the series. It's actually volume number 154. I think there are like 160. Or maybe 170 volumes. I think I might have like 50 of them, something like that. Anyway, so that means there are 50 shows devoted to this series. Let's linger a little bit on Leash, the song from Verses that I played. I mean, it's kind of an amazing song, really. It's one of the few generational songs that were very specific about how he was, you know, a lot of those artists from the era, from the early 90s, would kind of insist on not being a spokesperson for their generation or for the generation. But, I mean, the song very much sounds like that. Kind of like saying, you know, drop the leash and turn away from the man or from whoever's controlling you, people who are older with more money or whatever. And it's sort of like, and even if you look closely at the lyrics, it's there's a lot of talk about being together, or he can't be a guide but he can stand by your side, that type of thing is kind of indicative of that feeling. And it's sort of interesting and really kind of a deep cut. It's not like a single or anything, but it's sort of unique in that sense in the messaging. So anyway, let's move on to something else. This is from Mudhoney, Overblown, from the single soundtrack, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a problem. Can never be a problem-free show. There's always something. All right, let's see. What's going on? Let's try it again.
Today, oh yeah, playing for a better.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Righteous and the Wicked from Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Great record, that is. Prior to that, we had the Fastbacks with Gone to the Moon from the Zucker record. Pearl Jam's Go from Versus, and it was Mudhoney's Overblown from the single soundtrack. Now, classic track for the 90s right there, Overblown. It's like instead of reveling in the scene, the cool thing to do was to kind of ironically accept it or to reject the actual popularity of what was happening in Seattle and just to say the whole thing is overblown. It's just a bunch of BS. And that was very typical of the 90s. I love that. And I'm glad I played that track instead of like Seasons or Birth Ritual from Soundgarden, which is sometimes I do play. So it's kind of emblematic of what was going on at the time. Pearl Jam's Go is also reflective of that in a little bit because it was written when they went into the studio to write and record Verses. And of course, after the massive success of 10, they had lots of money and they went to this very nice high-end studio. And of course, this didn't really sit well with Eddie Vedder. He was kind of like, this rubs me the wrong way. And the trappings of fame, this huge, beautiful studio. And I'd rather, before I was, peeing in Gatorade bottles in my truck so I didn't have to move it and, because I didn't have any money and nowhere to live or stay or whatever. And so it was all kinds of stuff like that, this rags to riches type thing. And so Go is kind of about the pressure of having to do all that. And he kind of came to the studio and didn't have a lot of the songs written, so he kind of went off by himself into San Francisco for a little while, came back with some lyrics and some songs, and they went and recorded not the whole record, but most of it, I think. And then it was, mixed and whatever later. But that was sort of one of the first tracks that they went after when they were recording for Verses. Okay, up next, this is Rearview Mirror, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. We'll be right back.
shame.